consultants with the NYPD would like a word.
About?
I've always found those so-called motivational speech videos super cringe. You know, there's that epic song playing in the background, just making it even worse. Oh, what is it that you want? Are you ready to take it? Just take it, bro. You're gonna take it. Oh, Michael Jordan, they said to him, "You are the best." And he responded, "You only mention successes, but I've missed thousands of shots in the NBA. That is how I succeeded." Do you get it? Do you get it yet? No, bro, we don't get it. Only a genius like you can get that. But guys, there is even one step further of this. Even more cringe-maxed. And that is college commencement speeches given by good lifers. People who were born to wealth or otherwise great circumstances. And then you have all the oofy-doofy students in the crowd clapping and celebrating, cheering, acting like they're not gonna spend the rest of their lives getting bossed around by people like him. I know they are not there to listen to some schmuck. It is a graduation ceremony after all. But still, like, those students are nothing like the speaker. Some good lifer talking for 30 minutes, capping, trying to act cool and deep. And then people post it on social media as something so deep and moving, right? Don't you love to get lectured by lucky people? They always have that subtle brag vibe to them as well. Of course, nobody's a villain in their own story. Dude, if I was some giant channel with 10 million, 100 million subscribers, and my college, former college, asked me to give a speech at the ceremony, I wouldn't wanna accept it. Or I would make it a very short, 30-second speech. "Hey guys, you know, it is all about luck. I lucked out in life. Most of you will never get there, no matter how hard you try. You just gotta make your peace with it, you know, get that through your head. Not because you are inferior, but luck won't let you. For the 99% of you. Don't blame yourself, you know. Don't try too hard. Don't be a free agent in life." And, you know, I would finish it. Keep it real and short. You should never take advice from people who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And today I'm gonna show you a prime example of this. This is from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's speech at Northwestern University last year.
"If you want to be successful in this world, you have to develop your own idiot detection system. As part of the responsibilities of being your commencement speaker, I'm going to share mine. Sure, I'm naturally suspicious of people who never saw the original Star Wars movies, and even more cautious of people who loved the prequels and the sequels. But I admit this is not a reliable idiot indicator. No. The best way to spot an idiot: look for the person who is cruel. Let me explain. When we see someone who doesn't look like us, or sound like us, or act like us, or love like us, or live like us, the first thought that crosses almost everyone's brain is rooted in either fear or judgment, or both. That's evolution. We survived as a species by being suspicious of things that we aren't familiar with. In order to be kind, we have to shut down that animal instinct and force our brain to travel a different pathway. Empathy and compassion are evolved states of being."
He's not necessarily incorrect here. Yeah, empathy is a human thing. It is a step in the further stages, later stages of evolution. He's correct. It is also true that it is an instinctual reflex to be cautious of things we are not familiar with. But this doesn't mean being cruel when you don't need to be. Or being kind is a sign of being in the, you know, higher steps of evolution. He's trying to set up that logic so that all the oofy-doofy students in the crowd can feel better about themselves. Cause those students ain't got no other option than to be kind and harmless. Cause their entire lives, like, that is the years of process that is awaiting them. He's like, "I'm gonna be boss for these people. They better get used to being kind now so that they can pretend that it is a choice for them. It is not." He's trying to sell that idea. "Oh bro, don't worry about it, you know." That is his whole shtick. But cruel and rude people in life are that way not because they are incapable of being kind. I'm not talking about psychopaths, by the way, who are genuinely unable. But the ones who can get away with it are that way not because they are incapable, they just don't care. Imagine a good-looking person, right? He doesn't care if people get offended by his jokes. Because he knows the next guy is there to kiss his ass. Who's gonna tell him, "Oh bro, you should be taking the roles of Brad Pitt. He doesn't care if the chick he's seeing leaves him, because he knows the next one is in the line. Incapability and not caring are two completely different things.
They require the mental capacity to step past our most primal urges. This may be a surprising assessment because somewhere along the way in the last few years, our society has come to believe that weaponized cruelty is part of some well-thought-out master plan. Cruelty is seen by some as an adroit cudgel to gain power. Empathy and kindness are considered weak. Many important people look at the vulnerable only as rungs on a ladder to the top.
Cruelty? Not even cruelty, but what might be considered cruel, being stone cold, right? It is not seen as a way to gain power, but rather it is a mechanism for survival for many. Depending on the power dynamics, this is true for both personal relationships and business-wise, at school or at work. If you haven't already established blatantly that you are the powerful party in the relationship, you have to be cold. You have to stay on guard. You can't be kind if people don't know that you have the power, ability to be cruel. In a social setting, if you already established that you are not a guy to mess with, then you can be kind. In the streets, that is the rules of engagement. If you look weak, they are gonna just abuse you. That is the rules of engagement for people like us. Guys, you and me, we can't be listening to this guy. Not because we want things to be this way, not because we want to be seen as distant and cold, but because it is the life that forced our hands. Life taught us a different lesson. It is sad, but if you are kind than necessary, more polite than necessary, people will just subconsciously assume that, oh, he cares too much. He mustn't have power. He doesn't have that, you know, I don't care vibe. Therefore, he must be weak. I can't take advantage of this. Whether he likes it or not, life is a battlefield for the majority of people. That includes all the oofy doofies in the crowd as well. Him, of course not. He never knew anything else in his life. He grew up with butlers and shit. No matter where he went, people knew which family he was from. I mean, guys, this guy would have to go 1,000 miles to come across someone who didn't know who he was. He never had to deal with this ugly side of life. He makes cringe-maxed jokes about Trump, oh bro, you know, they can be even presidents. But you are him. It is you. You have a lot more common with Trump than any of those guys.
I wish there was a foolproof way to spot idiots, but counterintuitively, some idiots are very smart. They can dazzle you with words and misdirection. They can get promoted above you at work. They can even be elected president.
And guys, this luck factor, this privilege holds true for 99% of commencement speakers. They always have some major, you know, edge, unfair advantage that they didn't necessarily work hard to earn. I know people like to point to Trump and Pritzker, who were born to money and wealth, but even when you look at others, even if their parents are not billionaires, they had some incredibly lucky circumstances that set them up for success. Bill Gates, for example. As a child, he had access to computers at a time when universities didn't have them, or they are incredibly intelligent people, which is also luck, which is also genetic. None of that can be taught or achieved by 99% of the people in the crowd. It is mind-blowing. Oh, being kind is seen as weak, because that is how it is in the ground, in the streets. Life teaches you to play the game by the rules. Of course, in his experience, being kind is the way, because everybody already knows who he is. Every room he enters, everybody knows that he holds all the power. That hierarchy is already established in the social settings he is in. So, he can be kind without coming off as weak. Life taught me a different lesson, that you gotta be on guard at all times, that you can't trust anybody. It taught me that you will be the first one to be thrown under the bus. When I contemplate, reflect back on all my previous experiences, human dynamics, power balances, how they are based on interpersonal power balance, you realize that life is one big high school. The only difference is people hide it better. Less direct, but it is all the same.
I'm here to tell you that when someone's path through this world is marked with acts of cruelty, they have failed the first test of an advanced society. They never forced their animal brain to evolve past its first instinct. They never forged new mental pathways to overcome their own instinctual fears.
Guys, cruel people are often cruel. Not because they are incapable of being kind, but because they just don't care. They don't even think they are the bad guy. They grow to feel entitled because of how people treat them. That, I feel like, comes with the territory of being that guy. Honestly, like, I can see that happening to anyone. Even me, if I was raised in those conditions. Like, I remember once I was running a catfish account on Tinder. And after a while, I got so used to being fluffed, being gassed so much by women, matching with hot girls, you know, girls hanging on every word I have to say, trying to get my attention. Like, after some point, I would get annoyed. I would feel entitled if a conversation don't go my way. If she's not being clingy. Does it make sense? Like, even if it is a, you know, catfish account, I know, but you start to feel entitled. I can only imagine what it does to women who experience that day in, day out. I had to, you know, delete that account out of depression. Like, I realized none of these real. It was getting depressing. But you get used to it. It just becomes your new normal with time. When someone doesn't treat you like a god, the treatment that you feel like you're entitled to, it feels like they are being disrespectful to you. You don't see yourself as the stuck-up, insufferable cunt you are. Like I said, nobody is the villain in their own story. People respect power, and people in power just grow to be rude and cruel.
And so their thinking and problem solving will lack the imagination and creativity that the kindest people have in spades. Over my many years in politics and business, I have found one thing to be universally true. The kindest person in the room is often the smartest.
In the rooms he's hanging out, maybe. When he's in those rooms with other rich schmucks, maybe. But in real world, in real life situations, the kindest person usually is not the smartest, but usually the most easily replaceable. The person with the lowest title. Most of those kids in the crowd who come from normal families, who have to pay off a loan and then mortgage when they start working, they can't play the game by being kind. Being kind, if you haven't already established the power dynamics, will not work for you. The rules of engagement are just different for people like us. I love how Oofy Doofies in the crowd just listen and clap. You ain't gotta clap, bro. It ain't true for you. Being rude and being able to get away with it is a sign of power. It is not a tool itself. It is not a tool to be powerful, but it is a sign of being powerful. You cannot get to the top just by being cruel if you ain't got the credentials. I am not saying go be rude, act tough to your boss and get yourself fired. I am not saying that. But be able to read the power dynamics and know that if you ain't party holding the cards in a position of power and you are also kind and more polite than necessary, people will think that you are just some weakling. That will do you a disservice, bro. People will just walk all over you. Being rude is not a sign of being an idiot. It is simply a sign of being a good lifer because you are so used to getting away with it. Like I said, rude and cruel people often don't even think that they are cruel. I am not going to call this guy an idiot, but not being able to relate, not understanding that people come from much different circumstances and environments where the rules of engagement are just different. Giving this cringe-maxed, misguided advice would definitely be in the list of signs of an idiot. And actually taking it too. Taking that advice would rank even higher in that list. Don't be a free agent in life.